Oy sit khas. Now what nonsense all says, we all came kishiyotzi Israel in Mitzrayim, nitzkavu tekef al kedushas b'chor. Therefore, when the Eden left Mitzrayim, nitzkavu tekef al kedushas b'chor. That was when Hashem instructed them about the mitzvah of b'chor, about the holiness of the firstborn. Kama shekosuf, kadesh li kol b'chor. Rav Nosenthal explains, when a Jew is zeicha, that the kovoid that's coming to him is coming in a positive way, where we learn, Rav Nosenthal explained in Likutei Maran, that a person has to go through a two-step procedure. He has to be moiled the nefesh, and he has to be megadel the nefesh. Al yidei beiz hayodayim, using the two hands. Yad hachazoko v'yad hagdoilo. Ayin shom. Rav Nosenthal explained this in Likutei Maran. We had this a while earlier. The concept of chil kayoledo, that giving birth is a concept of yira, which is yad hachazoko, and gidul hanefesh is an in of yad hagdoilo, which is an in of chesed. Shezeo b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim. She'oz olo hakovoid min hasitrachro. When the Eden came out of Mitzrayim, that's when the kovoid left the sitrachro. The Chozar HaKovoid Aleim LeToiva, and the Kovoid returned to Klal Yisrael in a positive way. The Zochush and Israbu Nafshoi Samoid, and the Yidin was Zeche, that their Nefoshois multiplied. The Alkein Gam Bemitzrayim, Beis HaGolus, Hoyot Smichas Keren Yeshua, Alidation Israbu Nafshoi Samoid. And therefore, even while the Yidin were still in Mitzrayim, we find the beginning of the Yeshua coming about, being shown by the concept of the Yidin multiplying dramatically. Shenemar uvnei Yisrael poru vayishritzu vayirbu, as it says over there. Shekol ze hoyage Yosef shenikra ben poiros. This was all bischus Yosef HaTzadik, who is called ben poiros. Poiros means fruitful. Sheikar hamshochas hanefoshois al yodoi. The main ability of Klal Yisrael to draw these new nefoshois was through Yosef HaTzadik. Shezocho lahaloi selasakin hakovod ikdusha. He's the one who was zeche to elevate and make a tikkun for kovod. Which is what resulted in the gula. Now you could understand the importance of the firstborn. The b'choyer means the first one that's born. Shehu nefesh horishoin shenoylad mebchinas hakovoid shu'em kolchai. That represents the first nefesh that's being born to the kovoid, which is called Aim Kol Chai. Bechor is the firstborn to the mother. And we said that the mother is the symbol of Kovoid. Chavo. Aim Kol Chai. V'alkein tzrichen lekatshoi v'litnoi lakoyein sheshom ikra kovod ikdusha. This is why we're told that you must give the Bechor to the Koyein, because the Koyein is the center of Kovoid of Kedusha. Ki ikra hakovoid ikdusha huetzla koyehanem shem b'nei aran hakoyein shebizchusoi hoyo anani hakovoid. The main concept of Kovoid ikdusha is by the koyehanem, who are represented by Aaron HaKohen, where the Gemara says the fact that the Yidden was zochet to the Anane HaKovoid, as they call the clouds, was Bishchus Aharon. So we see that the Kohanim represent Kovoid. Shehi b'chinas Kovoid Kedusha kanal. V'alkein tzidso ha-Toyro l'chabedes ha-Kohen Moid. And this is why the Torah instructs us to show tremendous respect for a Kohen. L'itein loy kol ha-Kovoid Kedusha, to give him all the respect. It says you will sanctify the Kohen, and the Gemara learns out that whenever you have speakers, the first one to speak should be the Kohen. Whenever you're making there's a choice of who should lead the benching, the Kohen should go first. This is why we take the Bechor, which is the first Nefesh, and give it to the Kohen, so that the Kohen should shine some of that Kovoid of Kedusha onto the Bechor. Shehu Iker Chiyus HaNefesh Dikdusha. The main Chiyus of a Nefesh is this Kovoid. Ki Iker Chiyus HaNefesh HaKedusha Hu Mebchinas Kovoid Dikdusha Shebchinas HaKohen Anal. The Iker Hu HaBechor. And the main one is the Bechor. The main Nefesh is the Bechor. Ki Iso, it is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Shekol Nefesh Yeshloi Levush. Each and every single Nefesh that comes into the world has a Levush. It comes with some type of a cloak, a spiritual Levush. V'habchor Noitel Iker HaLevush Me'imoi. The first child to be born, he gets the majority of this Levush. V'chol hanefoshos hanayilod ha'machrov kulam tfeilim l'levushoi. Whereas all the other children that are born after the Bechoyer, they all get a minor type levush compared to the Bechoyer. Ayin shom b'ksoven. Take a look in the writings of the Arizal where this is discussed in detail. V'halevush u'nimshach mebchinas ha'kovoid shenikro levush. We know that the term levush is associated with kovoid, because the Gemara says, ki Rabbi Yochanan korei lamane mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his kovoid. Therefore, since the Arizal is telling us that the main child that has this lavush is the Bechoyer, whereas all the others have a very minor level of it, therefore we have to give him to the Kohen, who is kovoid, so that the Kohen should shine that kovoid into the Bechoyer, who has this super levush. This levush is talking about a ruchnius levush, and the Arizal explains how this works, and also why the Gemara says that a Bechoyer gets a double portion of Yerusha and everything. This is all discussed. V'alkein iker pidyon ha-Bechoyer tolui bepeter rechem imoy. And this is why the whole concept of pidyon Bechoyer is dependent on the first child to come from the mother's womb. Ki ha-kovoid hu b'chinas ein kol-choid, because we learned earlier that kovoid is the kise ha-kovoid, which is called ein kol-choid, the mother of all life, referring to them. Shebishvil zeh tzrichin lifgoyis es ha-bechoyer me'akoyin kedei l'sakein es levush nafshoi shekibar me'imoy shebchinas ha-kovoid b'kanaon. This is why we must redeem the bechoyer from the kohen, thereby making a tikkun for this levush, this special levush that the Bechoyer has on his nefesh. V'alkein tzrichim liten la'kohen momoin hei sloim. This is why we give the kohen 5 sloim, 5 silver dollars, let's say, as the custom is today. Zehu bechinas tztoka. This is a concept of tztoka. Ki ikur tikkun aliyas ha'kovoid hu ayidei tztoka kanal. Because we had learned earlier that one of the main ways that a Jew is zeichet to be mala, the kovoid, is through tzedaka. Tzedek from tzedaka, remember? Tzedek lovoshti, v'alkein noisen loy heis loyim daika. This is why we give the kohen 5 silver dollars, keneged ha-hei shel tzedaka, she'ibachinas hei chasodim kanal, corresponding to the letter hei of the word tzedaka, which we had explained way, way in the beginning, that that's the main tikkun ha-kovoi, that's the main tikkun ha-malchus, to draw into it the chamisha chasodim. V'alkein nismecho parshas kedushas b'chor le'itzias Mitzrayim. This is why the Torah lists these two topics side by side, the kedusha, the b'chor, and yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoya yidei tikkun ha-kovoi shubachinas kedushas ha-b'chor kanal. The main ability of the Yidden to leave Mitzrayim was dependent on tikkun ha-kovoid, which is the whole concept of the kedusha b'chor, pidyon b'chor. V'alkein yotzi Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim al yedei makas b'chorois. And this is why we find that the grand finale, which resulted in the Yidden leaving Mitzrayim, was called makas b'chorois, where Hashem wiped out all the firstborn of the Mitzrayim. Shehiko Hashem Yisporech es b'chorei Mitzrayim, v'hitzil b'chorei Yisrael. Zeh b'chinas hanal. This refers to what we said before. Shehichnia ubitel kovoid de sitrachro shubchinas b'chorei Mitzrayim, v'heles ha-kovoid yitusha shubchinas b'chorei Yisrael shenizkachuaz. Kaviyochel, by Hashem wiping out the firstborn of Egypt, it means he subdued and suppressed the kovoid of Mitzrayim, which is the b'chorei, the one who has this extra levush, and he was male, the kovoid of kedusha, which is the b'chorei Yisrael. Ki ha-b'chorei hu b'chinas malchus. Because the term Bechoyer in Hebrew refers to Malchus, kingdom. Kama Yishikosu, as the Pasuk says, Af ani Bechoyer et Neum. I will also appoint him as a king. And the word the Pasuk uses over there is Bechoyer. Bechoyer is used to mean kingdom, which is Kovoy, Melech HaKovoy. V'alkein ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoya yidei b'chinas yad chazoko. And this is why we find many times mentioned in the Chumash that when Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, He took us out v'yod chazoko. Kama shekosu, ki v'yod chazoko yishalchem hu v'yod chazoko yigarshem me'artzoi. V'chein kama psukim, ki yitzias Mitzrayim hu b'chinas hoylodo. Because we said before going out of Mitzrayim. When the Yidden are in Golus, it's a concept of a baby that's in its mother's womb. It's covered up. It's imprisoned, in a sense. But giving birth is a concept of going out of this prison, in a sense. We learned before that Leda is an inyan of Chil Kayo Leda, to tremble like a woman giving birth. That's an inyan of Yad HaChazoka, Yira. Whereas when the Jews came to the splitting of the Red Sea, 7 days later, suddenly we see there's a change. Now there's no more Yad HaChazoka. It says, Vayar Yisroel Es Hayod HaGdoilo Asheros Hashem Mimitzrayim. Ki achar sheyotzu nefoshes Yisrael miMitzrayim shehoi sham begolus bebchinas ibur. After the Jewish souls left Mitzrayim, where they were in golus in this form of pregnancy, you know, they were covered up like a baby in its mother's womb. V'yitziosam yishom hu bechinas hayilodus hanefesh, and leaving Mitzrayim is a concept of birth. V'yachakach ma shehoi lohem tzar v'yisurim alayam ze bechinas tzar gibul bonim rachmon alitzlan bechinas tzar gibul hanefeshinam. The suffering that the Jews went through when they came, you know, coming to the Red Sea, that corresponds to, not to the suffering at birth, but what's called Tsar Gidul Bonin, a later stage of development. Kemoy hatinoik kishenoilad, v'achakach yesh lo yezi yisurim, shezenikrut Tsar Hagidul. For example, after a baby is already born, there's certain suffering that the baby goes through, and the limbs, you know, the parts of the body stretching out and straightening out, where that's called Tsar Hagidul. And therefore, through the Yad HaGdoilo that Hashem displayed at Kriyas Yamsuf, that's what protected the Yidden from Tsar Gidol Bonim, the usual suffering that comes, you know, in development. This is the concept of this Gidul HaNefesh, which requires Yad HaGdoilo to do. Bechinas Avraham. We said earlier, Avraham is the concept of Chesed. The Alkein, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Nizgala Bechinas Yad HaGdoilo, Kemoshikoso Vayar Yisur Asad HaGdoilo, Ki Kriyas Yamsuf, Hoya Bezchus Avraham Kemoshomazal. Because we know that Kriyas Yamsuf was in the Zchus of Avraham Avinu. How do we know it? Also in the Zchus of Yisur. I know I once heard that when we say, Oshiru Lashem ki go'oi go'o, let us sing Hashem because He is great, the word go'oi is Rosh Hashanah's Gimel Ovois HaKdoshim, the three forefathers of the Jewish people. But Rav Moshe Zal is obviously referring to some kind of a medrash or something that probably shows a clear remez to the Zchus of Avraham. There were a number of different Zchusim, but Rav Moshe Zal says the fact that the medrash or the Gemara says the Zchus Avraham shows us how this Yad HaGdoila played a role, this Hamishu Chasodim. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'agav shezuchisi lasoik v'hatoyra hazoi sanal. Once I was involved in discussing this particular chapter in Likutei Moran, Heir Hashem Einai lefaresh siyum haposuk. Hashem has given me the privilege of being able to explain the end of the posuk, uv'yoyim habikurim, shenemro zoi satoyra b'shavuos al zeh haposuk, whereby Rabbeinu Zal gave this shir, chapter 67 in Likutei Moran Chelik Aleph, which is this chapter that we've been dealing with the past 10-20 shurim. Rabbeinu Zal gave that shir on Shavuos, and he said that it's tied into the pasuk uv'yoyim habikurim ba'kriv chemincha chadosho, avol lo yizuchinu l'shmoya bir ha'posuk v'yatzmei al pi ha'Torah zois. However, when Rabbeinu Zal finished the shir, he never went back to tie it into that pasuk. He started it quoting this pasuk, and he never went back to show the connection between that pasuk that deals with the holiday of Shavuos and the topics he discussed within the shir. Rak achakach shomati mipiv hakodesh ktsas biur, rak alascholas apostuk of Yom HaBikurim. Rav Nosson Zal writes, but afterwards, when I spoke to Rabbeinu Zal about this, he gave me a little bit of explanation about the beginning of the pasuk, that uv'yoyim habikurim shehu bechinas hoylodas hanefesh v'gidul hanefesh kimavur sham. That the term uv'yoyim habikurim refers to giving birth and development of the nefesh, as is written in Likutei Moran. As Rav Nosson Zal wrote in the Likutei Moran over there, he writes what he heard from Rabbeinu Zal. Mikro kodesh ze bechinas shehakovoy shu bechinas kodesh kemay shekosu v'nikdash bichvoydi koirei ayin shom basefer. Look in Likutei Moran at the end of that chapter, where Rav Nosson Zal gives a little bit of explanation regarding the beginning of this pasuk, tying it to the topics that he discussed. V'nirali levayer shar hapasuk. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, after we've discussed what we discussed here, it seems that I have the ability to explain the rest of the pasuk also. Uveyoyim habikurim hu bechinas gidul hanefesh v'yilodas hanefesh. The pasuk uveyoyim habikurim, bikurim is plural, b'chor b'chor-like. Rav Nosson Zal says this refers to the birth and gidul hanefesh, both stages. Bahakrivchem min chochados shel Hashem, when you will bring a new gift offering to Hashem, zeu bechinas tzedakah. As Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran Tanina, chapter Dalid, which is based on this pasuk of Yoyim Abikurim, Biatzmoi, Zeh HaPosuk Al Tzedakah. Rabbeinu Zal there shows that Mincha Chadosha refers to Tzedakah. V'bechinas Magishe Mincha B'Tzedakah. There's a pasuk that says those who bring forth, who present their gift of charity, Magishe Mincha B'Tzedakah. So we see that mincha is an inyan of tzedakah. Now when it says over here, uveyoyim habikurim bakrivchem mincha chadosho, mincha is also referring to this inyan of tzedakah. Mikra kodesh yevachem, it says, that this holiday of Shavuot should be an announcement of holiness. Zebchinas ha'olas ha'kovoy, bechinas tzedek yikro'ehu leragloy. There's a pasuk that says about the malchus, tzedek is called malchus, we said earlier. Tzedek refers to the malchus when it's in a low state. Now the pasuk says, tzedek yikro'ehu l'ragloi. The tzedek calls out to the feet, looking to lift them up in a sense, looking to elevate the malchus, to elevate the kavod. K'may shekosov shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there, shehakavod shu b'chinas kodesh kanal, as the pasuk said, v'mikdash b'chvoidi, that another term for kavod is kodesh, when it says by the kohen, v'kidashtoi, it means you should show him extra respect, right? So the term kavod and kidusha are synonymous. This kavod koyre es horaglin. It calls out to the feet to elevate them. Shezeu bechinas tikun hakavod kanal, shezenas al yedei tzedaka, shu bechinas mincha chadosha. This is accomplished through tzedaka. So Rav Nosson Zal says, shayidei ze mesaknen hakavod al yedei tzedaka, ayidei ze zoichem lekabel nefesh chadosha al yedei hakavod. So when one is zoichet to be mesaknen the kavod through tzedaka, then through this fixed up kavod, the person is zoche to receive a new nefesh. V'zois ha'nefesh tzrichin lohoyled ulegadel. This nefesh has to go through two stages, birth and gidul. V'chinas uviyoyim abikurin. So the pasuk says, kol meleches avoido loy sasu. Ze v'chinas shenizbatel zuam asanochosh, shebo al yidei chet odom arishon, shuvi gam tavis achilo, shaydei ze nishavu alam etes melochosh, in v'chinas ditzovo in techlenu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, it says over there in the pasuk that when a Jew will be zochet to tikkun hakovoy, which will result in hoilodas nefesh and gidul nefesh and everything, you know what will happen? There'll be no more work. Because we're taught that how did the whole curse of work come into being? As a result of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was pegam and taiva sachila. That's when Hashem issued this curse of Bezeya Sapecha Toich Alechem, that you'll have to work hard. The 39 curses that Hashem issued at the time, 10 to Odom, 10 to Chava, 10 to the Nochosh, 9 to the earth, resulted in the 39 malachas, the 39 types of work. Ki machmas shenizgam hakovoid ayidei taiva sachila shu chet odom arishin, ayidei ze nofal hakovoid shemishom haparnosa vachila b'china shulcha malachim, Nofal elas sitra achra shubchinas nefilas hakovoid elas eponim kanam. Because as a result of the kovoid falling through taiva sachila, through the pegam of Adam Arishin, that's what resulted in kovoid, which is synonymous with parnosa, suffering a tremendous fall, whereby people have to struggle very hard to earn a living and to provide parnosa and everything, which represents the nefilas hakovoid into the azeponim. Yidden have to go work for goyim, or religious Jews have to go work for non-religious Jews, or even the chalal, just all the struggle that people go through in work, all the chutzpah that people have to put up with. The alkein tzrichin yegiyos gedolos. This is why people need unbelievable efforts. B'chinas lametes malachos, ad shemevarin haparnosa mizuam asanochosh. Till a yid is zeichet to draw forth the parnosa from the filth of the nochosh that got involved in it. Mibein haklipos. All because of the fact that the kovoid fell through Pagam and Tav Sechila. אבל יוסי כשיסתכן חטא אדום הראשון ויהיה על הכובד מנסת רחלו עוז יזבקלו כל העולם את הסמלוכס ועוז יהיה יוים שכולו שבס. In the future, when this pigama COVID will get fixed up completely and all 39 types of work will become bottle, it will be yoim shekulei Shabbos, it's called, when there's no work. V'zehu kol meleches avoido lo yisasu. This is why the pasuk says that when you fix all of these things, you'll be zeche to the madrega that you won't have to do any work. Ze bechinas aliyas hakovoid mibein asitrachro, shehu bechinas bitul kol halametes melochois, shebo mipigam hakovoid kanal. Represents the concept of elevating the kovod from the sitra achra and fixing it up completely, which results in no more work. V'zeh v'chinas kovod Shabbos v'yomtif. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we can understand the great mitzvah of showing respect for Shabbos and yomtif by eating special foods and wearing special clothing, spending additional money on the Shabbos. Shetzrichim l'chabda mo'id. A Jew is required to show tremendous kovod to Shabbos and yomtif. The Iker covered Shabbos Yomtiv, Chulachabdom Bachilu Shtia. The Shulchan Aruch says the main way that you show kovod to Shabbos Yomtiv is by eating and drinking special foods. Why? Kemoi Sham Razal Al Shamai Shehoyeg Oichel Kol Yom of the covered Shabbos. Motzacheres Noemenu Omer Zul covered Shabbos Yomtiv. You would search, you would find a behemoth that looked good, he would reserve it for Shabbos. If he find one better than that one, he would reserve that one for Shabbos. Ki achilas Shabbos v'yomtiv hu kodesh, because the eating that a Jew does on Shabbos v'yomtiv is considered very holy. Ki oz hu bitul halametes melachos, because on Shabbos v'yomtiv there's no melacha, no 39 acts of work. Goz hu achila b'kedusha b'bchinas lechem aponim shezoichem l'nesias ponim al yidei achila shel Shabbos v'yomtiv. Kimavur b'Torah now. Shayidei achila b'kedusha b'bchinas nesias ponim. Through the achila Shabbos, a yid is zoche to nesias ponim, that Hashem should show him this favoritism, Hashem should shine this oyer haponim on him, which is the tikkun hamalchus. The alkei nikra achila Shabbos yomtiv b'shem kovoy. This is why we refer to the eating on Shabbos yomtiv, that's called kovod Shabbos. Lekovod Shabbos kovod. Ki achila bigdusha hu bechinas tikkun hakovoy. Because this concept of eating bigdusha is the tikkun for kovoy, as we explained earlier. We had said that kovod is malchus, and malchus kills. Chorabonus mikaberes is galeho. And we said the only way you avoid that is by shining the oyer haponim by drawing a chias into the malchus, which comes from the oyer haponim of Hashem. And we said that the way that a Jew does that is through achila dekdusha, because the pasuk says yisa Hashem ponav elecha, that Hashem should shine His face upon you and show you favoritism. The Gemara says over there, how? Because the Yidnor Medaktik, the Kizayis Zubikabe, I told them that they should eat a full meal and bench. And the Yidnor Makbid on even eating the smallest amounts and blessing Hashem for that. Paragraph Chof. Now Rabbi Nizal concludes this halacha. V'alkein choyuchim v'yoyser al kivreya tzadikim berav Rosh Hashanah. This is why there's a very important custom to visit graves of tzaddikim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ki ikar bechinas Rosh Hashanah hu lahalois hu lagadel es hakovoy v'amalchus v'kedusha. Because our main theme on Rosh Hashanah is to elevate the kovoid of Hashem and the malchus of Hashem. K'moishono oimrim b'Rosh Hashanah b'chol hatfilois, as we say on Rosh Hashanah in all the different prayers. V'chein tein kovoid Hashem l'amecho, the simloich ato Hashem, maloich al kol olam kuloi bechvoidecho. We mention it, bechinas melech hakovoid, shemaskirim b'Rosh Hashanah kama pomim. It's mentioned many times. Nimzo, sheb'Rosh Hashanah kol avoidoseinu lahaloi sulagadel es hakovoid, shehu tikun kol hachatoim, shehim pegam kvoidoiz korkanam. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, our main avoido is to heighten and elevate the kovoid of Hashem, which is the correction of all of our sins, whereby we are poigim in the kovod of Hashem. That's the main thing, that when we do a sin, we've mentioned many times, that the Gemara says, Ritzoinoi zehu kvodoi. If a person says, I like the cold, or I like it hot, and then you give that person what they want, that's how you're showing respect for that person. Whereas if a person says, I love when the windows are open, and you make it sure every time this person comes to your house, you keep the windows closed, that's a form of disrespect, because you're going against what that person wants, that person's desire. Kavyocho, by Hashem, the Torah is the expression of the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem has listed exactly what He wants us to do, what He wants us not to do. And therefore, every time we comply with what's written there, we're being mechabed Hashem. By complying with His Ratzon, we're showing respect to Him. Every transgression is a disrespect to Hashem. The Alkane, Iker Kedusha Seret Yisrael, Sheshom Iker Akovoy Dedusha Kanal, Nimshach Barosh Shonah. And this is why the main sanctity and holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is the center of Kavod Kedusha, draws from Rosh Hashanah. Eretz Yisrael draws from Rosh Hashanah. Kamay Shekosel, as the pasuk says, Tomed Einei Hashem Alekecha Bo Meireishis Hashanah, that the eyes of Hashem are upon Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year, from Rosh Hashanah. That's when Hashem starts looking at Eretz Yisrael. Because Rosh Hashanah is the time when Hashem's kavod is elevated. That's the most important time for the elevation of the kavod of Hashem. And that's the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the fact that Eretz Yisrael is the center for the kavod of Hashem. The Alkein Noyagim Leilech Al Kivrei Tzadikim Amitim Berav Rosh Hashanah. This is why there's a custom that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that on Erev Rosh Hashanah we visit the graves of tzaddikim. Ki ikr tikun hakovoid hu alidei kivrei tzaddikim kanal. Sheshom ikr hakovoid kanal. Because we explained earlier, we gave several proofs to show how one of the main centers of the kovoid of Hashem is at the graveside of a tzaddik. There's a pasuk that says, kovoid Hashem ya'asfecho, that when the tzaddik passes away, he is gathered in to the kovod of Hashem. His burial place is a major place of the kovod of Hashem. Va'oz ikar zman hakibut shel Yisrael. And that's also, Rosh Hashanah is also considered the most important time for Yidden to gather together. Ki Yisrael miskapsimos v'chol amakoymois legadel lechabed ulekadesh shmoyis korach betfilos v'tachnunim. The Jews gather together then in all their places to show tremendous respect for Hashem with our tefillos and prayers. V'chol ma'ashem eskapsim yoyser anoshim ksherim v'yachad. And the larger a group of religious people that you have coming together, niskabed v'nizgadel shmoy v'yoyser, Hashem's name is heightened and Hashem's honor is heightened to greater degrees. Ki b'roiv om hadras melech. There's a statement that's quoted in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch very often. The larger the gathering of people, the more a beauty it is for the king. Chodor means, and the more of a respect it is for Hashem. She'ikr kovoy v'hadras melech v'yoyser hu b'roiv om. The most important respect, the main way that you can show great respect for the king is when you have a tremendous gathering of people getting together to show respect to him. The Alkein, Oz Bimei Rosh Hashanah, Mesukol Yoiser Leskabetz Yachad Al Kivriyat Tzadik Mamitim. Therefore, around the time of Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, is one of the most opportune times to gather together at the gravesite of true Tzadikim. Ki Oz Iker Heola Sakovoit Shemizgadol B'Yoiser Adei Roivam. Because that's the time of the greatest elevation of the Kavod of Hashem, which is going to take place on Rosh Hashanah itself, and it's helped by a large gathering. The larger a gathering of religious people that you have coming together, the more that heightens the Kavod of Hashem. Because the Gemara says, Kesher Rishon Einam Min HaMinyan. If you have people that are not observing mitzvahs, and they're gathering together, they don't count. If there's 10,000, if you have a Reformed synagogue and they have 10,000 people praying there, that doesn't give Hashem any respect. That doesn't please Hashem, or it doesn't add to the respect. The chol ma'ashem is gadel ha'kovoy b'yoyser nistakein nafshay b'yoyser. And the more that this kovoy digdusha is elevated, the more our nefoshos get a tikkun. Ki ikar pigam nafshay hu al yidei sherichako mikvoy shemo yizborach. Because we explained earlier, the main defectiveness of a Jewish nefesh, results from the fact that that nefesh has distanced itself from the kavod of kedusha, and thereby caused pigam and kavod. The alkane bo'etz shenisalev and isgadel kavod v'yoser. Therefore, at a time when this kavod of kedusha is being elevated in the biggest way, gahainu bizman hakibutz for Rosh Hashanah, when people are gathering together on Rosh Hashanah to crown Hashem, to coronate Hashem, the king's coronation, when we all say Hamelech, that time when the kavod of Hashem is going to be elevated to the greatest degree, oz al yidei hagdolas hakavod tuchal gam nafshoi horechoiko lichvel b'toich hakavod hagodol shenizgadol achshav b'yoser, then each individual Jew's nefesh has the opportunity to plug into that super kavod sheze ikar hatikun kanal, which is the greatest tikkun for a Jewish nefesh. A Jewish nefesh that has committed sins, and it's been involved in all kinds of things that insulted Hashem in all kinds of different ways. Now, when Hashem is being crowned, and Hashem is going to be given the greatest respect, you know, the greatest kaviyochli inauguration of the president, and this person makes it his business to be there and to be part of it fully, sometimes that can get him an amnesty for all the things that he did till then, where he showed disrespect to the king. The sheze ikra tikkun kanal, the yizke lo shuv el Hashem, and this can give the person the ability to do a sincere tshuva. She yizke gam hu lichkol b'kavod kedusha, she yizke legadel ulechabit shmo yisborach me'ato b'torah tefilah ma'asim tovim, to give the person the ability to plug into this holy kavod, and thereby be zecher to make a fresh start in showing respect to Hashem through tefillah and Torah and good deeds. Amen. Now Rav Moshe Zalei is a short appendix. This is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 14 in Likutei Moran, Shelahachzir b'nei Odom b'tshuva hu tikun keri ayin shon. Rabbeinu Zal writes that if a person wants to make a tikun for pigama bris, one of the worst types of pigama bris, which is called keri, the way to do it is by taking people that are not religious and bringing them close to religion, or bringing people that are religious closer to religion. Ki bevadai hu tikun lepigama bris, because this certainly is a tikun for pigama bris. Ki shemizgaber umeshtade ledaber alev bnei odom lachzirom lashem yisborach, when a person puts in tremendous effort to talk to people and to influence them to come close to Hashem, to do tshuva. Ki ikar pigama bris hu pigama kovoy kanal, because we learned earlier what makes pigama bris so bad an item, the fact that it's pigama hakovoy, because we know the Gemara says ein boishes ela b'mokam arayim, that the place of shame and embarrassment is the area of bris. That's the item that requires tremendous tznius. From the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, a human being is supposed to feel embarrassed to show publicly his private parts, that kind of item, this whole area, or marital relations, all of those things are something that have to be done with tremendous tznius. The fact that today there are people who call themselves uninhibited, that's because they are inhumane. Person who is unhuman can feel Hashem says that a human being is supposed to feel inhibited about certain things, is supposed to feel a desire for modesty regarding certain areas. The Gemara says ein boishes ela b'makam arayim, and boishes is the opposite of kavod. Busha is the opposite of kavod. So that therefore Rav Moshe Zal showed earlier that the greatest disrespect that a person could show to Hashem, every avera is a disrespect, but pigama bris is in a class of its own in terms of disrespect Hashem. And therefore, when such a person goes ahead and takes people who are far from religion and brings them close, where we learned earlier, that's one of the things that increases the kavod of Hashem to the greatest degree possible. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, when Yisroi converted, the kavod of Hashem was heightened unbelievable, above and below. Therefore, this is one of the highest forms of tikkun abris, a Jew who can use all of his talents and all of his gifts to get other people to do tshuva, to get other people to become religious, this kind of item. Now, some people are capable of doing this with their words. Some people have the knowledge and the gift to be able to do it. A person who doesn't have that, if they support that kind of activity, if a person helps in any way he can to see to it that this type of activity should be made possible, obviously he's participating in the same item, Baruch Hashem. Halacha Dalit, Al Piyat Torah, Chaysam B'Toy Chaysam Anal, V'Hilchus Niskeim Omayim, Halacha Dalit. This is related to something Rav Nosson Zal discussed earlier. V'zeh b'chinas goitl ho yisra chomor lahako yisiz chaveroi. That the Shulchan Aruch speaks about the tremendous yisra, how forbidden it is for a Jew to strike another Jew. V'afilu b'harom asiyat nikra rosho. Even if a Jew just lifts up a hand to another Jew, he doesn't hit him, he picks up his hand like he's gonna hit him, the Torah labels a person a rosho for that alone, for the picking up his hand. Ve'im chov al boy, and if a Jew actually inflicts a wound on another Jew, chayev behei dvorim, he has to make five types of payments that we discussed in the past. Nezek tsar ripui sheves goishes. Ki hamakes chaveroi poigem ba'azis dikdusha. A Jew who hits another Jew is being poigem in azus dikdusha. Ki nofal el azus desitrachra. He has fallen into Azus the Sitrachra. In this chapter, Nikudei Maran, Rav Enizal discusses the fact that in order for a Jew to become close to Hashem, or to become close to Tzadikim, sometimes it takes chutzpah. Because let's say a person who wasn't religious for part of his life, and now he suddenly wants to start coming to shul, he's embarrassed. How am I going to walk in there? I don't know anybody. They're all going to look at me like I'm some kind of a freak of human nature. They all have their friends. They've all been there all of these years, and I was never there. And again, I'm not going to know what to do. I'm going to look ridiculous. I'm not going to know when to stand, when to say, you know, what to do. There's a lot of things that can keep a person away from Hashem, or away from religion, or especially away from tzaddikim, if he's shy. A person is shy in an improper way. So Rav Enizal over there says that in order for a Jew to be religious, and especially to come close to tzaddikim, sometimes he has to be able to throw away that improper shyness and be able to have the audacity, the chutzpah that it takes to say, I don't have any other choice. I want to come close to Hashem. And even if it's going to take gutsiness, and even if it's going to take pushing myself where I don't really belong, and that, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can, whatever I have to, even if it's going to be embarrassing sometimes. And Rav Enizal quotes the pasuk there, Nehalto v'ozcho el neve kotshecho, that you led the Jews with oiz to holiness, to good things. And he quotes other pasuk. The Gemara says, Lo nitna Torah lebnei Yisrael, elo mipnei she'azmheim. The only reason why the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael was because they have chutzpah. And there are different interpretations of what the Gemara means by that. So that's called Azus Digdusha. Whereas when a Jew gets the chutzpah to smack another Jew or to hit another Jew, that's obviously the opposite. That's Azus the Sitrachra. Me'achar she bebechinas az ponim legehenim. As the Mishnah says in one place, that there's a certain kind of Azus ponim that goes to Gehenim for it. Me'achar shehei is ponim kol kach neged chaver Yisrael achiko. The fact that a person had the chutzpah towards another Jew to actually go ahead and hit him. V'alkein ho isur chomer moed. And therefore this is considered a very severe isur. The nikra of Russia. The Torah labels a person a Russia for this. Ki hu koiver al kol ha-Torah. Because it's as if he violated the entire Torah. Shezehu ha-Russia be'emes. Ki me'achar shepogam bi'azus kol kach. Alkein bevadai pogam b'chol ha-Torah kula she'ikra kluya ba'azus dikdusha k'mavur ba-Torah now. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in Nikudei Maran that the key to Torah is azus dikdusha. The Gemara says lo nitna Torah l'bnei Yisrael ela l'bnei she'azmheim. So if somebody uses the opposite kind of azus, obviously he's throwing away the whole Torah. Ulehetech azei ponim b'sidrachra ein lohem chelek ba-Torah. Whereas those people who have the wrong chutzpah, they have no share in the Torah at all. Ki heim bechinas hatoftof kufayin dala doiros asher koimtu v'loyes. The Gemara in Chagiga talks about 974 generations which were taken away before their right time, in a sense.
The Gemara says over there that originally Hashem was going to give the Torah only after 1,000 generations. But he saw that if 1,000 generations would go without Torah, there'd be a tremendous amount of chutzpah and everything. So the Gemara says he decided to give it after 26 generations. From Adam Rishon, 26 generations later was when the Torah was given. So the Gemara says, what happened to those 974 generations? You know, so the Gemara says Hashem interspersed them, you know, throughout time. There's a whole discussion there. But in any case, we see there is this concept of these people that are outside the barrier, the boundary of Torah. V'zeh Shom Razal. This is why the Gemara says, Afilu Baharom Asiyat Nikra Rosha. Even by lifting up a hand, a person is considered a Rosha. Baharom Asiyat Daika. That's the wording the Gemara uses, lifting up your hand. Shayidei Shepoigein Ba'azuz. Because Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Likutei Moran shows a kesher between Azus and Emuna. He speaks there about the Chosim Hayodayin and the Chosim Hayodin and Chosim Haraglin. And he shows over there that the hands represent Emuna. The Pasuk says, Vayhi Yodov Emuna ad Boya Shonish. Ki Eino Yochel Hiskarev La Shivaroyim Shein Bechinas Tzadik Eino Shebedoer. Because a person who has this wrong kind of azus cannot come close to the seven shepherds, which are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and them. Ve'emuna hu bechinas chosim hayadayim kemavur sham kol zehetev. And we know that emuna is called the seal of the hands, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there. Vayehi yodov emuna. So a person who picks up his hands in a negative way is being poigim in emuna. He's being poigim in the whole Torah. Va'oz hu bechinas yedeichem domim moleil. There's a pasuk that says your hands were filled with blood. K'mo shekosuv shon, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Shekol zeh hu bechinas pegam hamake chaveroi. This is all the concept of what a person does when he strikes another Jew. Shepogam ba'azus kanal. He has been poigim in this azus. Sheikar hapegam ba'yadayim. Bechinas harom asiyad nikro rosho. As a result of this wrong type of azus, Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, it affects the hands. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes this pasuk, your hands are filled with blood. When a Jew punches another Jew and causes bleeding or internal bleeding, that for sure is yadechem domim olim. And therefore, ikar valkein, ikar chiyuv ha-heidvorim hu-bako. I'm sorry, ki ikar chiyuv ha-heidvorim hu-bako. The main obligation to make these five types of payments is when a person actually goes ahead and strikes someone. Sheyesh bo chabako, sheyesh bo chabola. You have to hit the person in a way that it inflicts a wound. Shenitzrar o yotzodam, where either the blood gathers together inside, the person gets a black and blue mark, what we call, or sheyotzadom, or he causes blood to come flowing. He breaks the guy's nose or something, you know, and causes flow of blood. Shezel bechinas yedeichem domim moleu. This is the concept of a person's hands being filled with blood. The alkein chayev behedvorim, and this is why the Gemara says that he has obligated to make five payments. Ki pogam bechol atoyer kula shehi chamisha chumoshim. Because the person has gone against the entire Torah, which is represented by the letter Hey, five. Shepogam bekulam alidei hoazus de sitrachra, shu pegam kolatarakula, shehitluya beazus dikdusha. Because by a Jew displaying this wrong type of chutzpah, he has shown that he's the opposite of azus dikdusha, which is the key to the whole Torah. Oiz beiz, but Nosanzal says, v'alkein Moshe Rabbeinu, shehoyo muchan liten atarel Yisrael. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was ready to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, al kein b'tchilas giduloi, k'sheyotzo l'stakel b'Yisrael, nosam leiv al zeh b'yoser. When he was first starting to grow up, and when he went out to look at Klal Yisrael, this is the thing he paid the most attention to. U'k'shehistakel v'ro shnei anoshim ivrim mitzim, and when he looked and he observed two yidden fighting, choroloi moed, he got very angry. He said to the Rosho, why are you hitting your friend? Because he realized that Kabbalah Satorah is dependent on this. That there should be peace among the Yidden, and there shouldn't be any fighting, and any fighting, verbal fighting or fist fighting among them. Shehem bechinas azus de sidrachra, which is all examples of azus de sidrachra. Shehem pegam bechola Torah kula kanal, which is mamish pegam in the entire Torah, as we said before. Because the key to getting the Torah, the Gemara makes a statement, lo nitna Torah lebnei Yisrael, elo nitnei shazenheim. The whole reason why Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael is because they had azus de yidusha. So obviously, if a person does any of these things, which is the opposite of that, then it's shown like he's in violation of the entire Torah. V'alkein kishay shivu loy azus, and therefore, we're continuing in Nikud Halachas, Choshen Mishpat, Cherek Beis, all the way towards the end, Hilchas Chovel B'chaveroi, Halacha Dalit, in the middle of paragraph Beis. So Rav Nosson Zal says that when Dosan Vaviram responded to Moshe Rabbeinu with chutzpah, and they said, who appointed you as a leader? Who made you a boss here? Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ochein noida dovor, now I understand. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh says over there, She noida loy mipnei mahi nisakvim kol kach begolus. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu realized why the Jews are being held so long in Golus. Hainu kanal, as we explained earlier, that when there is this azus de sitrachra, it gives strength to the malchus of the other side, she'ikar memshaltam alidei azus de sitrachra, where their main rulership is based on this azus of the sitrachra. B'dechinas, as the Gemara says, azus malchusa b'loy tago. Chutzpah is a kingdom without a crown, that's what it's called. This is why the Yidden are being delayed in Golus under the control of the Malchus Horeshur. Because the main thing that's going to bring about the Gula, getting the Yidden out from under the control of Malchus de Sitrachra, and the main thing that's going to get the Yidden the privilege of receiving the Torah, the Kiyuma and fulfilling all the mitzvahs of the Torah, Tluya bebechinas azus is dependent on this issue of azus. Dahainu lahagbir azus digdusha, which means for a Jew to increase and develop his azus digdusha, lihiyos az kanomer bavoydas Hashem, to have the toughness and the gutsiness and the chutzpah that it takes sometimes to be religious, not to be ashamed if you're walking in a place where everybody's dressing with priestess in this night, to be walking your way, to go your way. And to stand up to the people of the chutzpah people of the generation, which are all of those people who mock religion or try to prevent people from being religious in general, to try to bring down and eliminate their chutzpah, their ugly chutzpah. Now that Moses adds, the Yesh L'Rameis, we could possibly show a hint, that this is what the Shulchan Aruch discusses when it talks about the five types of payments that a Jew has to make if he inflicts a wound on another Jew. Shehin Nezek, V'tzar, V'ripui, V'shedes, U'boishes. We discussed this many times recently. And the halacha is strictest regarding the issue of boishes, the insult and embarrassment that was caused to the person. Or even though you're paying the person a certain amount of money for the embarrassment that you caused him, ein mimchaloi atshi yifaisenu, kimavur b'mishnah. The Mishnah says that the sin is not forgiven until you go to the person and appease him and beg him forgiveness and get him to say, I forgive you. Because a Jew who beats up another Jew or inflicts a wound and thereby is plaguing an asis tikdusha, who plaguing b'chol b'chinais ha-tikunim ha-mavuram ba-teranal, he's been plaguing in all the aspects of tikkun that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in this chapter in the Kutiman, chapter 22, Shehem Kulim Behei Tikkunim, which can basically be summed up in five tikkunim. We can sum up everything Rabbeinu Zal writes in that term in the Kutiman in five specific areas. Kimavur Sham, Raven Ezal explains over there, Sheyesh Bechinas Choysim Haraglin, there's one item that he discusses there, which is called the seal of the feet, Shehu Bechinas Sholom, which is the concept of peace. V'choysim Hayodin, then there's the seal of the hands, Shehu Bechinas Emuna, which Raven Ezal explains over there, refers to Emuna. V'lovo Elohim, and for a Jew to arrive at this, these two choysims, Hualidei Tzadikei Emes, the key to it is the leading tzaddikim, Shein Bechinas Shivaroyim, which are the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael. Ule Hiskarev Leilat Tzaddikim, Yefshir Kimayde Aziz Bitusha. And for a Jew to be zecher to come close to these tzaddikim, it's impossible to do it unless he has this Aziz Bitusha. Ule Vatel Aziz Bitusha, Shelaze Ponim, Velisko is Lazis Bitusha, Hualidei Nasev Nishma. Rabbein Ezal explains over there that for a Yid to be zecher, to eliminate the Aziz de Sidrachra and the zecher to Aziz de Dusha, the only way a person could do that is by rising to the Madrega of Naseh v'Nishma, where he accepts what Hashem wants him to do even before he understands it completely. Shehu Bechinas Simcha, Rabbein Ezal shows over there that that's tied into Simcha, because there's a pasuk that says, because the Gemara says that when the Jews said Naseh v'Nishma, 1,200,000 angels came down from heaven and put two crowns on the head of every single Jew. One for Naseh, one for Nishma. So as a result of Naseh and Nishma, the Jews received crowns on their head. There's a pasuk that says, the Simchas Olam al Roshan, that the Simcha of a Jew he wears upon his head. So Rabbein Ezal makes the kesher between Naseh and Nishma, which resulted in these crowns on the head, and Simcha, which is also called Anatora Oroisha. Now Rav Moshe Zal says, if you analyze this now, you'll see that there are five items Rabbein Ezal speaks about there. Vehem hei bechinos, five items. Vehainu shalom, shu chesam araglin, shezeo tikkun aleph. Ve'emuna, chesam ayodin, shu bechinas tikkun beis. Ve'skarfos letzadikin, tikkun gimel. Ve'azis tikdusha, tikkun dalet. The Simcha Tikkun Hei. These are the five major areas that Rabbein Ezal discusses there, and he has a whole paragraph explaining each one and showing the connections. U'bechol elu atikunim choygem hachoyvel b'chaveiroi. When a Jew inflicts a wound on another Jew, he is being choygem in all five of these areas. V'alkein chayev behei gorim. And therefore he has five payments to make. He connected mashepogam b'azus Chayev Litein Boishes, because the fact that it took a tremendous chutzpah to punch another yid or to smack another yid and break his hand, break his foot, any of that, corresponding to that, you have the Boishes payment. Masha B'yesh Pnei Chaveiro, the fact that he caused insult and embarrassment, Shezehu Iker Pigam Ho'azus, that's the main union of chutzpah, where you insult the other, your chutzpah allows you to insult the other person. Shehu hepech haboishes. Chutzpah is the opposite of boishes. Boishes means shy, a person who's shy. Chutzpah is the opposite of that. And when a person has the wrong kind of chutzpah, he's obviously being plagued in boishes. And therefore he has to make a boishes payment. Vayidei ha-hakor, and through the act of striking the other person, pogam b'simcha, you cause a pogam in simcha. Because when people get into fist fights, obviously people are unhappy at the time, which is the pigam in simcha. This is why there's a tsar payment, ki tsar hu hepecha simcha. Because the Torah tells us that the opposite of simcha is called tsar, pain, suffering. As the pasuk says, lemi oi, lemi avoi, which person is screaming oi, avoi? Lemi medonim, lemi siach, a person who has machloikis. Medonim means machloikis. Lemi pitzoim chinam, to people who are being wounded needlessly, without any justification. Ki medinim uptzoim vakois, in bechinas tsar, bechinas oi vavoi, shekolze hepecha simcha. That's all the opposite of simcha. Ukeneged mashepogam aidei hoazus, bekovoid hatzadike emes. And the fact that Rabbein Ezal wrote over there that when a person has this wrong kind of chutzpah, he is plaguing, in the Shivaroyim, in Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the early tzaddikim, Chayav Litein Ripui. That's what the Ripui payment is for, the medical bills. Ki Hatzadik Ho'emes Hu Hamaneg V'Royeh Yisrael. Because the true tzaddik is the true leader and shepherd of Klal Yisrael. Shemashgiach Sheyiyeh Sholoim Ben Yisrael. He's the one who's trying to do everything he can to see to it that there should be peace among the Yidden. Ki Ze Ikar Hanokoseis Yisrael Lasois Mishpat Sholoim Ben Mechaveroim. Because this is one of the main aspects of the leadership of a tzaddik, of a Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to judge between Yidden, to see who's, to make peace between them, to see who's right and wrong, so that they can live together in peace. As it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, as we just learned recently, v'shofateti bein ishu bein reyehu, I will judge between Jew and fellow Jew. V'ze shehiko es chaveroi, v'rochek misholem, and a Jew who hit another Jew, and is obviously far from this sholem, alkein poigim v'kovoid hatzadik. He's being poigim in the kovoid of the tzadik, because this is one of the main things that the tzadik stands for. He's the one who wants us to see to it that there should be sholem between Yidden and Ava and make mishpat. And this is why the Arizal warned his Talmidim. Because the Arizal was who he was the tzadik ador and everything, he warned his Talmidim, heaven help you if there isn't any friendship and super friendship and love amongst you. Because you're the ones who are closer to the tzaddik, any fight among you will be more of a kedam in the tzaddik than if a fight will break out among yidden that have no kesher to the tzaddik. They're also, it's no good. But those especially who are attached to the tzaddik, they have a super cannon aimed at them. They have to be super machmir in going out of the way to see to it that there should be shalom and avo between them. Dam HaTzadik Hu Sheirish Mishonos Yisrael. We know also that the Tzadik is the foundation and the root of all Mishonos of Klal Yisrael. The Kolo Mikulam. He is a composite of all 600,000 Mishonos, as Rashi brings in Chumash many times, where it says Moshe V'Yisrael. Rashi says this shows us that Moshe is Shokul Keneged Kol Yisrael. He's equal to all 600,000 Mishonos. Kol Yisrael him bechinas anofim hayotzim imenu, because all of Klal Yisrael is symbolized by branches coming out of the trunk of the tree. The trunk of the tree is the tzaddik. Umake ukeshepoygin umake echad miYisrael, and when a Jew is poygin and he goes ahead and hits another Jew, keilu hikoes hatzaddik liatzmoi, it's as if he hit the tzaddik. Because each and every single yid is a part of, is an organ of the tzaddik. This one's a finger, this one's a this. Who can get pigam ze shepolam the kovod tzaddik who chayav litein ripui. So therefore, corresponding to this issue of being poigim in the tzaddik, poigim in the shivaroyim, you have this payment that's called ripui, the medical bill. Because one of the major functions of a tzaddik is to heal Bnei Yisrael, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya. There it's talking about the tzaddikim, that their function is to cure, to mend the broken hearts of Klal Yisrael. And when there are false leaders of Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Vayirapu, v'yirapu es shever ami al niklo lemor shalom." They're going to cure the broken hearts of my nation with their falseness, with their lies. Lemor shalom. They're going to instill peace. Uchsiv ves hachoyla loyrafosim. You did not heal the people that were ill. So we see that one of the titles of the tzaddik is roife. So therefore, one of the five payments is called ripoi. Connected the fact that you were playing in the tzaddikim. That's one of the five items that Rabbeinu Zal lists there. Ube tzaddike yemes ksiv, v'tzir emunim marpe. And about the true tzaddikim, it says that their cure is a trustworthy one. You can trust the medicine that they'll give you, you can trust that it's well-tested, it's proven, you know, it's 100%. The alkein, connected ha-pigam she'pogam al-yidei ha-kol v'kover ha-tzaddik, who chayev litein ripui. That's why you have this ripui payment, corresponding to the issue of being plagim in the tzaddik. The sheves who bitul ma'aseh yodo. Then the next payment is sheves unemployment. The fact that the guy was out of work for a certain payment amount of time, you got to pay him his salary. Zeh keneged pigam shepogam b'chesim hayodayim kanal. That corresponds to the pigam of being plagim in the chesim hayodayim, because again, the hands. When we talk about a person going to work, the usual assumption is the concept of working with your hands. We've spoken about this before. Meleches Yad, there are many psukim in different places where the natural association is made between hands and working. The nezek, and the nezek payment that's made, hu shemeshalim bad hachisorim hoever v'amum shosaboy. That's where you're paying for the loss of the limb, or the wound that was inflicted. Zeo keneged pigam horaglin shu pigam hasholim. That corresponds to what Rav Enazal says over there is the pigam in the feet, which is called pigam hasholim. Ki sholim hu bechinas shleimus. Because one of the definitions of the word sholim is sholim, something that's whole. When you take a bread on Shabbos, it's supposed to have shleimim. When you slice it, that's called machloikis, right? To divide is lachloik. Sholim, which means peace, is similar to sholem, something that's whole, something that's one. When something is whole, it means it's one. Ki sholem hu b'china shleimus, umum v'chisolem hu hepecha sholem. Al kein keneged pigam ha-sholem, tzorech l'shalem nezek, shuvu al shechis ro'eva, shu hepecha sholem. So Rav Nosenthal took a chapter in Yikudim Ram, where Rav Nosenthal spoke about the topic of Azus Dikdusha, and Rav Nosenthal showed how Azus Dikdusha is a five-part program. It's a five-step procedure. There are five issues involved in it. And Rav Nosenthal took a halach in Shulchan Aruch, which deals with one of the cases that's the biggest example of the opposite of Azus Dikdusha. Azus the Sitra Achra of a Jew fighting, you know, beating up another Yid. And there the Shulchan Aruch lists five kinds of payments. And Rav Nosenthal showed how these five match those five. This is Azus Dikdusha, which is five parts. This is Azus the Sitra Achra, which is the opposite of Azus Dikdusha. Therefore, there's five payments, five tikkunim that have to be made.